So the year is 2004. Nextel just released the i860 where you could press the button and your screen flips open. I had a dusty ass 380 or whatever the fuck it was. The shit was shaped like a brick, green screen, and I had to pull the antenna out. The shit was ugly. It wasn't something that you told niggas about, like, yo, you got a chirp? Like, yeah, bro, I got it. Nah, you kept that shit to yourself. It was like when niggas asked, yo, what's your aim? And you still got, like, a Sidekick too when the LX is out or some shit. You feel me? Like, the shit was horrible. But I made do with it. It was the first phone I bought because my father just kicked me off of his plan for running up his bill. Because he didn't get unlimited minutes. Now, I know y'all listen, unlimited minutes? What? We always got unlimited. Nah, bro. There was a time that you had to pay for your minutes. And there was a time that after a certain time, let's say 7 or 9 o'clock, is when your minutes will be free. And you could just chop until about 5 in the morning, I believe. So all the niggas, all the bitches always made sure to chop it up with the bitches after 7 and 9 o'clock because most likely they will have free minutes and your parents wasn't bitching about you getting off the phone. But that's neither here nor there. So we go out to Virginia because that's where 99% of my family lives. I'm the 1% that lives and is from New York. So we go out there. I see my cousin. You know, this nigga was a wild boy back then, like clubbing every night, doing rapper drugs, passing out for mad hours of the day, wake up at night and go do it again. Like, that nigga was living life, now that I think about it. But anyway, this nigga, I don't know what he did, because they always talk so bad about him in the family. Like, he was worthless. Like, he ain't do shit. But that nigga was always getting the new phones, new sneakers. Like, I was fly because of him. Whenever I came back from New York, I knew I had shit that niggas in New York didn't have, because their style of dressing was totally different. And damn, that's probably why my ex said I dressed like a white boy. But anyway, so we pull up, and we was probably there for like 5-6 days. And on the last day, I remember asking my cousin to take me to Best Buy to buy the latest Eminem album, which was Encore. If you don't know, I'm a huge Eminem fan. Like, since a kid, as you can see, Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers LP, like, I love Eminem, favorite rapper. So it wasn't weird for me to go listen to, like, go want an Eminem CD. So they take me, and we're on our way back to the house. So we're back to the house. A couple of hours go by. My cousin, he passes out in his room. And I would just go in his room to, like, watch TV, watch porn, lay in his bed, whatever. Like, I was a little kid. You know, your big cousin always look out for you. So he's my big cousin. Even to this day, he's my big cousin. We're grown now. But he's my big cousin, and I know he will probably look out for me if I need it. So my cousin, he sleep out like a light. I don't know what that nigga was doing, but now that I'm older and I've indulged a few drugs myself, he definitely did some drugs I never did. So, so my cousin goes to sleep, and I sneak into his room, and I take his phone, and I stuff it into the couch cushion that I'm laying on. So now I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, am I really going to do this shit? Like, am I really going to take his phone? Yo, how am I going to do this without getting caught? Oh, man, yo, he going to fuck me up if he catch me. Yo, Mark, pack the truck. That's all I heard my pop say. Yo, pack the truck. When he says that, we're about to leave. So I packed the truck up super quick. All my shit was already packed because I had a plan already. So I was prepared. I didn't want to wait till last minute and try to pack my shit up. Nah, I'm packed. My shit is ready to go. So we get into the truck and we're leaving. We're headed towards like the Chesapeake Bay Bridge or the Chesapeake Bay Tunnel, whatever the fuck they call that shit. It's the long ass bridge that takes you above water and in the water for mad miles. So we get to the end of the bridge. I think we're in I don't know these fucking states. But we're, like, I think, like, close to Dover or, like, Maryland or some shit like that. And I get a call
So, mind you, I put my SIM card in his phone, so technically, he's calling me on his phone, but I think he's calling his own number. I let the call ring out, and he ends up calling my pops. So, being that my father is driving, he tells me to answer the call. So, when I answer the call, my cousin asked me that I happened to see his phone before we left. Now, of course, I said, no, I'm not going to tell him, yeah, I seen your shit, I got it with me, you know, I took your shit. So, he thinks he left it at, like, his man's cribs or one of his hoes crib at the club, whatever. He just leaves it alone. We hang up, and I proceed to throw on this new Eminem album that I just caught from Best Buy. So, me and my pops is bumping, and I feel like my mission is complete. I won, I got the phone back to New York, and my cousin never asked me about it again. So a few months go by, and I get arrested in Green Acres Mall. First off, I never knew that Green Acres happened to have a precinct in it. Like, I knew malls and shit was connected with police, but I never knew malls had precincts in the mall. So anyway, they empty my pockets, and they come across the phone. But by this time, I done changed how the whole phone looked. It's white with a SpongeBob case. And it has like a pink phone clip on it. Cameron had niggas going wild. Everybody was wearing pink and you couldn't tell niggas nothing. So, of course they assumed that the phone was stolen. I ended up convincing them like, nah, that's my phone. But you know, with everything else that they found in my pocket, it was no way that they believed me. So, I go to jail, my pops bail me out, I come home, I never end up getting a phone, I just left it there, I got a new phone by the time, I didn't really care about it. Now we're in Virginia, and I can't remember if it's like the holidays or if we just went out there for the fuck of it, but me and my cousin, we're in the backyard barbecuing, it's just me and him, nobody else is there, and this nigga brings up the phone, he's like, yo, I know you took the phone that day. Like, out of nowhere, this is probably like 10, 12, 13 years later. But I knew exactly what he was talking about. So he's like, yo, why you do that? And I told him, like, I just wanted it. Like, you always had all the new phones. Every time a new Nextel came out, you had it. So I didn't think it would matter to you. And it took him a while to, like, trust me again. But after a while, he forgave me. But it's just crazy how I stole the phone from him and then ended up losing it in the situation that I did because it was never meant for me to have in the first place. So, we got to think of life in like other perspectives. When you get things or when you come across something and you lose it easily or you just misplace it or you break it, some things just aren't meant, especially if you didn't acquire it the right way. Sometimes you just got to go through this shit and get it yourself. And I feel like that was a lesson behind everything. And, you know, hopefully he forgave me and he forgets all about it. I ain't speak to him in a minute, but that's still my favorite cousin. And I know he loves me. I still love him. But, yo, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Bully Talk. Once again, I am your host, Montone Barbudo, a.k.a. The Billy Bully. Make sure you follow the Facebook and Instagram at Bully Talk Podcast. And the Twitter at Podcast Bully. Grr, bow.